So let's review. Our Mishnah begins. Hatinoikis ein ma'anin oisim b'yom kippurim. Avo, machanchin oisim lefnei shana v'lefnei shnatayim, b'shushi regilim b'mitzvahs. We're not required to withhold food from young children in Kippur. However, as Rashi explains, mechanchin l'shoyis. We begin to train them about the fast by having them abstain from food for a number of hours, at 2 or 3 years before they're becoming bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, when they are mashlimin midaraisa, biblically obligated to complete the fast. Rashi explains that lefnei shana means before the year prior to bar mitzvah, in other words, 2 years. And lefnei shnatayim means before 2 years prior to bar mitzvah, in other words, 3 years. The wording lefnei shana v'lefnei shnatayim requires explanation. For if we are machanach 3 years before, we certainly are machanach 2 years before. Therefore, Amar Rav Chisda, loy kasha, ha b'chayla ha b'bari. The Mishnah is referring to two separate individuals. A healthy and fit child were machanach 3 years before, and a sickly and weak child were mechanach 2 years before their actual obligation. Rabbi Yochanan reads the Mishnah without the word lefnei. Therefore, mai shana oishtayim samach lepirkan. The Mishnah is simply saying we're mechanach them a year or two before bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah respectively, bebari 2 years, becheila 1 year. The Gemara introduces the opinion of Rav Huna Rav Nachman who hold as follows. Bebari, we are mechanach neshois. 4 years before, and mashlimim midrabanan. They complete the fast midrabanan 2 years before. B'chayla, we are mechanchin l'shoyis 3 years before, and mashlim midrabanan 1 year before. Now, Rav Huna Rav Nachman read the Mishnah with the word lefnei, and lefnei shana v'lefnei shnatayim means 2 or 3 years before bar or bas mitzvah. Therefore, the Mishnah must be speaking b'chayla, and we must interpret the Mishnah as follows. Mechanchin oisin lefnei shana. We are mechanchin l'shoyis 2 years before they are mashlim midrabanan. B'lefnei shnatayim, and this mechanchin l'shoyis is also 3 years before they are mashlimin midai raisa. Let's just review the opinion of Rav Huna Rav Nachman as the Gemara expresses it by age. B'tinoikis, with a girl, b'bari, if she is healthy and fit, at age 8, mechanchin l'shoyis. At age 10, mashlimin midai rabbanan. At age 12, mashlimin midai raisa. B'chayla, if she's sickly and weak, we delay the drabbanan 1 year. At age 9, mechanchin l'shoyis. At age 11, mashlimin midai rabbanan. At age 12, mashlimim midaraisa. We cannot delay the daraisa because we're not talking of a chayla sheish besakana. Betinik, with a boy, bebari, if he is healthy and fit, at age 9, mechanchel eshois, at age 11, mashlimim drabanan, at age 13, mashlimim midaraisa. Bechayla, if he's sickly and weak, we delay the drabanan 1 year. At age 10, mechanchel eshois, at age 12, mashlimim drabanan, at age 13, mashlimim midaraisa. Zok the Mishnah. An expectant mother who smelled food and developed cravings for this food may be fed from this food on Yom Kippur until her cravings subside. Similarly, a sick person may be fed based on the assessment of experts. If there are no experts, we may feed him based on his own assessment until he says he had enough. The Gemara elaborates. Taraban. If an expectant mother smelled meat of a carbon or non-kosher meat, both of which are forbidden, and she developed a craving for them, we place some of its gravy on her mouth to see if this will quell the craving. If not, we actually feed her this gravy. And if that's not enough, she may actually eat the meat itself. She may eat it because withholding this from her could potentially endanger her life or the life of her fetus. No issur stands in the way of pekuach nefesh. In other words, all isurim are overridden in the face of a life-threatening situation. With the exception of the three cardinal sins, idolatry, immorality, and murder, for which yaharig val yaver, one must sacrifice his life rather than transgress one of these averes. Avodah Zarah Minolan. The source of Avodah Zarah being Yarig Val Yaver is the pasuk V'yahavtes Hashem Lekecha, B'chol Levavcha, V'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Meyadecha. B'chol Nafshecha teaches you that your love of Hashem should be with all your soul, even if it means losing your life, rather than betraying Hashem by worshipping Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Eliezer elaborates that the Torah wrote both of B'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Meyadecha, because Im Yesh Lecha Adam Shegufei Chav Alav Mimemoinoi, L'kachnem B'chol Nafshecha, V'im Yesh Lecha Adam Shememoinoi Chav Alav Migufoi, while most people value their lives more than their possessions, there are some people who value their possessions even more than their lives. Therefore, the Torah says that whatever it is that is most precious to a person, they must be willing to give it up for Hashem, even if it means giving up one's life for the honor of Hashem. The source for Shvichas Damim being Yarag Val Yaver is a svara, a logical conclusion, as illustrated in the story of a question that was posed to Rabbah by someone who was asked to take a life of someone or be killed by the local governor. Rabbah answered that he should allow himself to be killed rather than take someone else's life, because my chazis the dama didach sumik tvei, dama duhu gavra sumik tvei. Who is to say that your life is more valuable than the other person's life? Rashi explains. Pikuach nefesh decha kol yisun shebet Torah is based on v'chai bam. You shall live by the Torah. Hashem is saying that a life is more precious than the mitzvahs. However, where a life will be lost either way, this rule does not apply, because one life is not more precious than the other. The source for Gila Arayis being Yerag Val Yaver is from the Parsha of Nair HaMayrasa, where the Pasuk says, Ki kasher yokum ishal ri'ehu ritzachei nefesh, keina dabar azeh. It links Nair HaMayrasa with Shvichas Damim to learn one from the other both ways. We learn from Nair HaMayrasa from Shvichas Damim. Ma ritzach Yerag Val Yaver, af Nair HaMayrasa Yerag Val Yaver. Like murder, one should sacrifice his life rather than engage in illicit relations. We also learn Shvichas Damim from Nair HaMayrasa. Man Nair HaMayrasa nitin lahatzila b'nafshoi, af ritzach nitin lahatziloi b'nafshoi. Just as we're allowed to protect and save a Nair HaMayrasa from a roidif, a pursuer, by taking his life, so too we're allowed to save a potential victim of attempted murder by taking the life of the pursuer. The Gemara now tells two stories of expectant mothers, each of whom had cravings for food on Yom Kippur. One case was brought before Rebbe, who instructed them to whisper in her ear at today's Yom Kippur. This was done, and the craving subsided. Rebbe cited the pasuk, "B'terem atzarcha bebetin yidaticha, uveterem titzim irechem hekdashticha, navi l'goyim nesaticha," intimating that this child has an neshama which was sensitive to Kedusha even in the womb of his mother. And indeed, it was Rabbi Yechon who was born. The second case was brought before Rabbi Chanina, and the same suggestion was given. However, in this case, the cravings did not subside. And Rabbi Chanina cited the pasuk, "Zur resham mirachim to mi beten derbi chazav." Wicked people are formed in the womb, referring to this particular case, where the baby was not sensitive to holiness even from the early stages of life. From this woman was born Shabtoi Atzapere, who did not follow in the ways of the Torah, and he would artificially hike up the prices of the market.